ready?
No.
You ready to rock and roll?
Not even a little bit.
Does what is in front of you intimidate you?
For lack of better terms, yes.
Okay. Well, you're would you say you're a professional theater performer?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should know to get closer to the mic.
They're usually on my face. That's not fair.
And you should definitely know that you got to speak up when you talk. So,
I'm used to it being here.
Yeah, I didn't understand that until you explained it to me, and then it made sense. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that in a minute. Welcome to another episode of Who Gives a Dram. This week, very, very last minute, I'm having my sister, my little sister Grace, join me on the podcast for the technically second time, but the first time as featured guest. Grace made an appearance on the St. Patrick's Day extravaganza episode, which if you haven't listened to, definitely you should check it out because it's an incredible episode and we had a lot of fun. But Grace just finished up her run as Wednesday Addams. On,
right on my cyst.
Yeah, on your cyst?
Yeah, look at it.
Ew.
Ew. That little lump on my wrist.
That's
That hurts so bad.
Disgusting. Let me see it again.
So you ever see that bump?
What'd you get it from? Is it
Don't
fluid?
Know. Yeah, that's what a cyst is. It's called a Bible cyst. Or a ganglion cyst. Double G for the double G.
Alrighty. Grace just got done with her performance as Wednesday Addams in the Addams Family, and I made a post about you on Instagram, and I didn't even think that you should just come on the podcast. It honestly didn't cross my mind until we were at dinner like an hour ago.
Not even an hour ago. We left maybe 20 minutes ago.
We were at dinner, at the family dinner, and I was thinking about doing the podcast, and I was like, why don't I just have Grace on? Because I don't really want to do an episode by myself. So lonely. And
it's a little sad.
Here we are with a little bit of a clickbait premise to the episode today. I'm having my sister taste through three Buffalo Trace products and then a mystery product at the end. So this is all blind to Grace. Grace does not drink whiskey, nor does she like whiskey. I pour a little Pori Poos into each, and
probably
she's going to give... That's fine. That's why I didn't do much.
Okay.
Grace is going to give her thoughts on each of these products. We have Weller Special Reserve. We have Blanton's. We have Eagle Rare. And then a fourth mystery product that Grace will drink last. And she's going to rank them from best to worst. And then I'm going to reveal what everything is. And then that's it.
Okay.
There's no prizes. I know what all of them are. There's no prizes.
My puke is going to reach you.
Well, don't puke in the studio. Don't puke in my apartment, please. If you puke on the rugs, it's staying there because I don't know how to clean rugs. But anyways, let's just get right into it. I don't want this to be an interview because don't really care that much. But why don't you tell people who you are and do like a little elevator pitch of what you do.
Okay. Well, I'm Grace. I'm Connor's sister. I'm 22. I just graduated with my BA in music theater performance, and I have a minor in standardized patient training.
Yeah, didn't you graduate cum laude or something?
Summa cum laude. Thank you very much.
Mm.
That means I'm smart. I'm so smart. Mm-hmm. If you will.
Okay.
Because magna cum laude is smart. I'm so smart. It's what the summa is for.
S apostrophe smart.
Correct.
Okay.
But basically, I do a lot of live theater. I do cabarets, paid and unpaid, but more towards the paid route these days because I have loans to pay in a year, which is awful. But regardless... like you said, I just finished the Addams Family. I was Wednesday.
God, you just sound like a theater nerd.
I do inflections when I'm uncomfortable. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll get more comfortable. It's fine. It's because I have whiskey staring me in the face that I know I'm going to hate, but it'll be fine.
It will be fine. There's a lot of worse things that could be in front of you than delicious whiskey. You could have bees in front of you. You could have piss in front of you. You could have a polar bear in front of you. You could have taxes in front of you.
Why polar bear?
But you got whiskey. And you have whiskey from the most award-winning distillery in the world. So you should be thanking me. You could have tarantulas in front of you.
Gross.
You could have... Anyways.
It's the going down part that concerns me, because I struggle with that.
Yeah, you'll be okay. I promise.
Do I have to like smell it first?
Yeah, we're not going to do it right now. Oh. So you just graduated college. Did you say where you graduated from?
If I didn't, it was Plymouth State in New Hampshire, not right. to be confused with Massachusetts.
Plymouth State. Plymouth, New Hampshire is one of my favorite places on the planet. I purposely drove up to New Hampshire in...
October.
No, it was, what was after that? When was it? Aiden's thing? Was it November?
November, yeah.
I drove up in November to go to Grace's boyfriend, Aiden, who's going to listen to this, so shout out to Aiden. Excuse me. I drove 3 hours out of my way just to stay there for a night and leave the next day just because I love Plymouth so much.
You stayed two nights.
No, I stayed one night.
No, you stayed two.
Oh, I did.
Because we got dinner.
And then
you bought me a candle.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right. I was going to stay one night, but then you were just like, you said just stay here this night.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, well, even if you did care, if I wanted to stay, I would have stayed. That's what a big brother does. I know, but I'm just saying. I know you didn't care if I stayed at your house, but even if you did care, Aiden would have cared. So
it's true.
I would have stayed anyways.
You're right.
And Plymouth, New Hampshire is awesome because it is like small town vibes, but it has like the Plymouth is built around the college, like the town of Plymouth, and it's such like a small town vibe with New England-esque things to it, and it's right in the middle of like nowhere basically. And
if you've ever watched Gilmore Girls.
That's in Plymouth?
No. But it looks like Plymouth. It's the same vibe. Or Halloween Town.
Yeah. So the first time I went to Plymouth was in October of last year.
Beginning of October. It's a good time to go.
And it was beautifully spooky. It was amazing. Mm. We should go back up in Airbnb and just stay there for a weekend.
To.
We could definitely do that.
I'm down.
Okay, good. Why did you want to do musical theater?
Felt wrong not to.
No, what's like what?
I'm going on with it.
Because you played softball and basketball.
I did. Well,
you were bad, but.
I was better at basketball than I was at softball. But like you said, I played softball and basketball like year round for a long time, for like 10 years. And then I got into theater when I was in fifth grade. I was in the Sound of Music at my high school.
The Sound of Music.
That's what we call pianissimo.
What's that? What's when a singer goes like this? What's that called?
It's a vibrato.
Vibrato, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want vibrato. It keeps you in tune.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started with the Sound of Music in fifth grade.
Yes, and then I continued... Well, and then I took a year where I didn't do anything. And then when I was in the seventh grade, I still did all my sports and I was in the Sound of Music again.
Who'd you play?
Louisa. Mm-hmm. And then come eighth grade, I was already kind of falling out of the basketball, but I was still on my AAU softball team. And they were like, you need to choose, because I didn't want to do All-Stars, but I wanted to stay on the travel team and do a summer show that was completely doable for my schedule, but my softball coach at the time wasn't okay with that. Mm. And he sent my mom a letter saying that I had to choose, and I peaced out and then did Seussical the Musical.
Oh, you did Seussical the Seussical?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was a tap dancing zebra and a fish on a stick. That's right.
That's like a step up from being a bush.
Yeah, pretty much. Never a tree, though. I was never a tree. I was new camper number 7 in a show that I did, but never a tree.
Wow.
I know. But then throughout high school, I just got, you know, it's like in the most non-egotistical way, it's when you know you're good at something. Like you do it and you're like, like you with this. Like you just did it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, that's my thing. That's how I was with theater.
Or still am. Or baseball.
You don't do baseball anymore.
But I did for a while.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. That's true. Yes.
And lifting weights. And professional bot.
There's a reason you couldn't finish that sentence, so don't.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Good point. But I don't think they were able to. That was a loud train whistle.
That was a loud train whistle.
Kind of spooked me a little bit. Maybe you can faintly hear it. These are good mics.
Let's say I wish you could see it, but they can't.
They can't see it. For watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, switch over to YouTube because it takes me more work to put this on YouTube. So
that's true.
Who gives a dram on YouTube, by the way? Anyways.
But I just like. I'd say around after I did Thoroughly Modern Millie when I was in 8th grade, that was my first lead. That was when I was like, there's not a single other thing that I want to do. And it's not often that people who want to major in the arts have parents like we do that are actually supportive and tell you to do it.
Yeah.
So
true.
That was a big thing too. I mean, mom and dad are without a doubt my biggest fans and supporters, and I think dad would punch me in the nose if I didn't. So yeah, but I love it. I love it a lot. It's my thing. I don't see any sort of alternate route where I didn't end up doing that.
Like in the multiverse?
Yeah. The furthest I would have strayed from it would have been music ed.
Yeah. So you graduated, like, what was your degree and how can you do that in the sorry,
Zoom type.
How do you, why'd you just get your big eyes? How do you translate your degree in the real world now that you're here?
I can actually do a lot. Like this winter, mm-hmm. I'm performing on a train. I'm an elf, not really.
You're going to be Edna Eggnog?
It's Ella, because it's less ugly.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yes.
So you went with my idea.
I sent him 2 ideas. I came up with another one called a Holly McJingle Bell.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
And she's a singer, because the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Right.
Yeah. So I sent him 2 ideas, and he's going to decide which one is better.
So Ella Eggnog or Holly McJingle Bell?
Yes.
I like both of them.
But I'll be on the Essex Steam Train, which is something that I never thought I would do. I mean, performing on a train is like...
It's like the Polar Express, except less creepy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I can do that and obviously audition at different theaters with different contracts. That's more so around like December, January, February. That range is when those auditions usually go out. I would love to get into more film. So that goes without saying that you can do that. But with everything going on, that's going to be a little harder.
SAG strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SAG strike.
At the time of this recording, SAG, sound strike.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I also, what I really want to get into is voice teaching. I found in college that I have a real knack for vocal pedagogy. Pedagogy means the teaching of something.
You just made that up.
I did not. Look it up.
Patagonia?
Pedagogy. Pedagogy. Pedagogy.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of a volcano in Hawaii.
Could be. Could be. Did you know that their state fish used to be the Huna Huna Nuka Nuka Apua'a? Oh, no. Excuse me. Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua'a.
Did you know your pinky toe is called your abductor? Did you mean to me?
Did not.
Yeah. Well, now we both learned something.
Well, how did we get on that? What was I? Oh, pedagogy. So I want to teach voice lessons. Is what that means.
But ultimate goal is to be on Broadway.
I don't know. I don't know if I can see myself living in New York. If I, obviously, if there was an opportunity that was like, you can't, I'd be dumb to turn it down, then yeah. But I don't see myself moving to New York with nothing, you know?
Okay, what if they said, all right, would it be realistic? You'd be like, all right, we saw you play. We want you to be so-and-so. We will help you pay for relocation. Is that what they do on Broadway? Or?
Not on Broadway. But the funny thing is, this is what I talked to my mentor about up at school, is that a lot of regional professional theaters pay pretty good, especially when you start establishing the relationships. And once you establish those relationships, then they'll start to call you in and be like, hey, submit for this. We're interested. Or eventually they'd be like, hey, you want to play this? And I'd be like, yeah. And those theaters give you free housing.
Okay.
So it's a really, really good gig, and I don't have to be equity to do that, which is nice.
You don't have to be equity?
Yeah. It's the union for theater, okay. Essentially. That's okay. The short way of describing that.
Cool. Cool. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So there's a lot. And there's a ton more that you can do too, but I could sit here for hours and talk about that.
But right now, the goal is just to keep on doing local shows. You'll eventually get paid through the Niantic Bay Playhouse.
Yes.
Right? That's kind of the goal.
Yes. I mean, technically, they paid me for like working there this summer, just not for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that.
But I want to get paid to act, to sing. If they want to pay me to dance, then sure. I'm not a prima ballerina, but I can hold my own. I just don't see that happening.
It's weird. It's weird how, okay, actually, before I ask that question, let's go into the whiskey now. So to remind everybody, the three whiskeys we have are Blanton's, Eagle Rare, Weller, Special Reserve, and the mystery one is, nope.
Separated.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we'll start with the first one. And I just want you to first, just hold it up kind of towards the O-ring like right there. Just, what's the color?
You want me to describe it?
Yeah, this is your little exercise here.
Looks like an infinity stone.
Like the soul stone?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so now when you smell it, very basic lessons, but keep your mouth open a little bit so that the scent can go through your sinus, mm-hmm. and you can get the full aroma profile. And I know you're going to say, oh, it smells like whiskey. Try to pick something now. That's all I care about. One thing.
I'm going
to
try my best.
And there's no wrong answers. I really am. Okay. There's no wrong answers. I promise. I'm not going to make fun of you or something.
I feel like I always get caramel.
That's a great for a bourbon, because all four of these are bourbons. That's a very common note. So I agree. I
might say it for all of them, because that's okay. That's like the first, that's like punches me in the sniffer.
So caramel, anything else you can try to, you got a big old nose, so I'm sure you can pick out a lot.
Thank you. Ooh, chocolate.
Ah, okay. Very interesting.
No? Right. No. There's no wrong
answers. No wrong answers. No, there's absolutely no wrong answers. Unless you said like, oh, I smell
real buffalo.
I smell like
smoked Gouda.
Diesel fuel or something. I might be like, okay, you might be having a stroke, but for the most part, there's no wrong answers. All right. First sip. Oh, God. Cheers. Take a little water. Okay. Hopefully you're watching this on YouTube. What did you taste?
Fire. No, I'm kidding. Well, not kidding, but that's not what you want to hear. Oh my God. Not the chocolate that I smelled.
Okay. It's got to be one thing, even if you...
I guess, I mean, It goes back to the caramel, like a toffee, I guess.
Okay. So like a darker.
Yeah.
Darker sugar. Really? Well, yeah. That is also your first drink of whiskey for the day. I would recommend you take one more sip of that, so that way your mouth is ready for the next three.
Oh. I don't like whiskey very much. I'm sure these are fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It is... You're going to have to rank these at the end, so remember how you...
Well, that one hurt, so it's probably going to be last.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. We got three more. What I grew up and I was terrified of, like, getting out in public, for the most part, public speaking, doing stuff in front of people. Why... You were never uncomfortable with that?
No, never. Actually, Mrs. Christian, shout out Mrs. Christian, my fourth grade teacher, I don't think either.
And shout out
Nana. Shout out Nana.
Shout out Nana.
She talked to mom and dad. And this is a year before I even considered theater. I never considered it. She talked to mom and dad because she would call on us to read out loud and stuff. And I guess I just read better than everyone else because she was just like, has she ever considered theater before? She's so like animated and so fluent. But was it that? No, I'm sorry. I got GERD too. So this is going to go well.
You didn't have to say that.
I feel like I did because that's going to happen the more I have.
Okay.
Anyways. That's how I got cut from my first role that I auditioned for in a spring concert, Lana the Ladybug. Do you remember Lana the Ladybug?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
I auditioned. I had the best audition, without a doubt, but one of the girls was moving to England for like 2 years. So they're like, we're going to give it to her.
You auditioned for Lana the Ladybug?
Sure did.
What was the show called?
It was, remember how we did like spring concerts? For our general music class in elementary school?
Nah, not really. I mean, yeah, I guess, but I just don't remember this specific one.
Yeah. Well, it was about a turtle or a frog or something, and he meets friends along the way. So Lana the Ladybug was one of them, and I didn't get it. And I think that it was the year before that. And then the next year, she talked to mom and dad, telling me to do it. And then the year after that, I had... Jim Hilby, shout out Jim Hilby, shout out Nana.
Shout out Nana.
And he used to have me vocally demonstrate the songs that we were playing, especially in the spring, because what his method was, his pedagogical approach.
Mm-hmm. That's a volcano in Hawaii.
But what he would do, and this is actually really common in music classes, you can ask Aiden about it, is they'll have their students sing it before they play it so they know what it's supposed to sound like. And I guess I was really good at that. So he would have me do it by myself. And I was like, all right. And then he gave me the audition notice for The Sound of Music at the high school.
Mr. Hilby did?
He sure did.
Mm. I do remember seeing him at a show of yours. I don't remember where. It might have been in East Lyme. But the old ELRT at the high school. Yeah. But I remember seeing him at one of your shows.
I very vaguely remember that too.
Post high school. Well, I guess. Yeah, post high school, even though I didn't have him in high school. Mm-hmm. I had him in middle school. One more question before we go on to the next one. I read your resume on your website the other day.
I have to update that.
Yeah. Under special skills.
I know what you're going to say.
You have burping on command.
Sure do.
Is that something that people actually look for?
What do you think I did when I was Fiona in Shrek?
But can't most, if not all, people burp on command?
Can you?
Yeah.
No, it's not common. Can you do it on an exhale and an inhale?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
Ew.
I know.
Yuck.
You put... Okay, so the rule for special skills...
Girls are gross. Girls are gross. Okay, sorry.
The rule that I've learned under special skills is you write anything that could set you apart. Whether people see that and they actually like want to use it, or they're just like, huh, she's funny and wrote burping on command. Let's give her the character actor.
Oh, she's part. Quirky. She can play the quirky character that comes in and stumbles in and says, oops, and then ends up being the marrying the hero.
The quirky character never marries the hero. Ever.
You choose your own destiny.
That's my type guest.
The quirky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also have one-handed clapping on there.
You do have that.
Yeah.
Do it right now. Ew.
I can do it with both hands.
Oh, stop it. You're like trick. Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, that's the point. Sounds like him walking.
Yeah, it does. You sound like the Chen's coming in American Horror Story Roanoke.
Yep.
Do it again. No, the other one. Yeah.
Try to do this fast.
You sound like the Chens in American Horror Story Roanoke.
If you haven't watched it, watch it.
Terrifying.
Awful.
We should watch that.
We should
watch it.
That one episode where
gets the what?
Gets the hook.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Yep, sure yep. do. Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great that's the best American Horror Story.
You know, a lot of people don't like it.
I'm sure, because it's not great, but I liked Roanoke.
I liked it too.
You're talking about American Horror Story or Roanoke?
Roanoke.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I knew that.
I don't get it. I loved it, but.
So did I. All right, let's go on to the second one. So just give it an old color test. Really deep debt. Deep, dive deep.
It looks brighter than the
into
other
into your
one.
Eyeballs. I'm pretty sure I know which this one is.
I think it looks a little bit more yellow than the last one did.
More yeller?
Yeah, more yeller. A little more dehydrated.
Okay.
Do you get it?
Like pee?
Yeah.
Well, you can always just say it looks like dehydrated. You know how many times I've said whiskey looks like dehydrated piss?
Oh, I'm not going to like this one.
Really?
I don't think so.
What are you smelling? What are you sniffing? What
well,
you getting?
Well, maybe. Actually, now that I smell it again, it smells a little softer than the last one.
Okay. So a little softer. Like.
Sorry, that one went straight through.
Keep your mouth open.
Oh my God, it burns my nose. Oh, why?
Because you're not used to whiskey.
No, I'm not. Sorry, that was really gross. I just sniffed directly into the mic.
All right. So what you sniffing? Anything in particular?
Hold on.
Holding. Really get that sniffer in there.
This one hurts my nose.
Get that old sniffer.
Does that mean I'm congested if it hurts my nose?
No, this should clear your congestions of anything.
I still go back to caramel. It's always caramel.
Okay, so you smell caramel. Is it any different than the first one?
It's like, I think it's hurting because I'm actually like, I'm keeping it there longer and I'm keeping my mouth open.
Why don't you take the first one, sniff it, then take the second one, sniff it, see if you smell anything different.
Oh, that one is a lot more caramel-y.
Okay. I'll go to that one.
I don't know how else to describe it other than I smell like more of the alcohol.
Okay, that's fair. Take a sip. Just take a little sip. It's not. These whiskeys people fight over in line. Like, people fight over these.
Oh, see, I can handle that because I can taste it. Okay. It's literally like a drop, but I taste it more when I do that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you got to warm up your mouth.
I got floral.
Flora, okay, take a little bit of a bigger sip. I saw you took that, but take a
no,
little bit.
But that's the thing is that it didn't hurt.
Exactly.
So I can, it like,
yeah, but
it's
take,
like an explosion.
Take a little bit of a bigger sip.
I'll take another drop. How about that?
Okay. Going so slow.
Yeah, I'm sticking with floral.
Floral, interesting. All right. I like that.
Or like, kind of like sandalwoody.
Interesting. Okay. Okay, I like that. How would you rank those two?
how they are.
So one and two?
I'm kind of going by like when I went back and smelled this one. I liked that. I'm going to be basing it a lot on the smell too.
Okay.
I liked the smell of that one a lot more than that one.
Don't forget, you mainly drink it. You don't mainly smell it. You don't take whiskey and go,
I know, but
that's it.
I'm not a whiskey drinker.
All right. Well.
And also, I took way too big of a sip out of that one.
Probably did.
And I was like.
That probably could have been what it was. Let's move on to what are like your favorite actors and actresses, and then what shows do you like the best on Broadway?
So this is all theater?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy Jordan. I love him. Love him. I'm also a bit, this is like men, but I like.
Men.
Aaron Tveit.
Okay.
He was in the revival of Moulin Rouge. You know that movie?
Nope.
You should. Ewan McGregor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's tasty in it. Mm-hmm. I know you'd kiss him.
Mm.
He sings a lot.
He's a big old pancake.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
He's
a Belgian waffle.
Yeah.
Nice.
A Belgian waffle. Yeah.
He's a German strudel.
He's a toaster strudel with extra icing.
Oh, now that's tasty.
I'm a big Derek Kalaina fan.
Too. Which one is the guy who plays Danny Zito and
Aaron? And it's Zuko. Zuko.
In the Grease, the musical.
Yeah.
That guy.
In Grease Live, he's referring to.
That guy is something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen Jeremy Jordan, right? That's Kale's favorite.
Probably. I don't know. Mm. Who's the guy that's in the Hallmark Christmas movie that I like? Isn't that the guy who plays Danny Zuko? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, yeah, that guy is, I think it's like Prince of Christmas or something like that.
Something like that.
I
want to do those one day. That's my goal. I want to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
You think you could be?
Yes. I want to.
But you would play the quirky friend.
Probably.
You're not playing the princess. You're playing
the
quirky.
We call that the ingenue.
What?
The ingenue.
The hot chick?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, you're playing.
I know.
You're going to be the Awkwafina of theater. That's your role. Awkwafina was a main character in Shang-Chi.
She was awesome. I loved that movie.
She
saw it in theaters.
The worst part of the movie, but that's what you
I
could
liked
be in
her
theater.
Character.
She was the worst part of that. Of that
I
movie.
Agree, but I liked her character. There's a lot of awesome parts of the movie.
None of which included her.
Don't think you understand what I'm saying.
What?
When you like the entire movie, the worst part of the movie is still good.
That's not true at all.
That's what I'm saying, though, in this case.
You're saying that because you liked the movie, everything was good.
No. I'm saying that it can still be good, even if it's considered the worst part. I'm not saying that's the case with everything in every movie ever.
You are putting my brain through, Shang-Chi's a good movie. Awkwafina's not good. Awkwafina's bad, the movie's good.
Are you saying Awkwafina's bad or her character's bad?
Both. I don't like Awkwafina.
Oh.
I don't like her. I don't like her one bit.
We've never had this conversation, so.
Yeah, well, her character is dumb, and she plays a badly written, dumb character well.
That's fair.
Sure.
Okay.
She's not good.
Anyways.
Yes. You're talking about, I said you're the Awkwafina of musical theater.
Well, now that's insulting if that's how you feel about her.
No. But what I am saying is that she is the quirky purse friend.
Yes, yes.
In everything she plays, you're much better than her.
Oh.
Which is not saying much, but she is always the quirky, I'm stumbling into this room, and then it falls to the feet of someone that like is
it's like
the
character
prince.
In Insidious 3, The Red Door.
Yeah, the black chick, yes. You're also like, Awkwafina just happened to be in Renfield, which I started last night.
don't know what that is.
The movie that I turned on after Insidious.
Oh.
With Nick Cage as Dracula.
Yeah.
She's like the quirky cop, and I only saw a little bit of it, but that's what you're going to be in musical theater. Mm. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm. I've already been it.
What are your favorite shows?
I love Chicago. I love it. That's a basic answer. Not that you'd know that, but I love Chicago. I want to be in it one day.
Do you like Cats?
No.
Okay. Do you like Les Mis?
Yeah.
That's a play, though, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's a musical?
It's a musical.
Do you like... What show did you recently just see? Or was it not you? Did you see The Book of Mormon?
I did see The Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that show.
Yeah, you came... Where'd you see that? In New York?
Yeah, I saw it on Broadway.
And you came home and you were like, it was so dirty and so everything. I'm like, you know that was written by Trey Parker and Matt Stone. And you're like, who's that? And I'm like, the guys who created South Park.
Okay, first of all, not at all how that conversation went. I texted you and I was like, you need to see Book of Mormon. And you went, that's the one written by the South Park guys, right? And I was like, yeah.
Oh.
And then I came home and I was like, yeah, it's super raunchy. It's awesome.
But you didn't know that was written by the South Park guys until I told you.
When you said it, I was like, is it? And then Aiden told me. And I was like,
I figured Aiden would know, but yeah. I didn't. I honestly wouldn't expect
it's
you to
such
know.
Oh my God. You'd love it.
Yeah. I would want to see, if I had to pick any shows to see, I would choose the one with Hugh Jackman.
Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
I think that's coming to Broadway at some point.
No. The one that he's in currently. Was.
That closed a long time ago.
No, it didn't. Was going last year.
Music Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closed.
Well, it was going last year.
Yeah.
So I would have wanted to see that for Hugh Jackman. For Huge Jackman. What else? I'd want to see Book of Mormon. I'd want to see Into the Woods professionally. I like that. It's my favorite show you've ever done.
I don't know if... If you didn't know somebody in it, I don't know if you'd
like
it.
You know what the problem is, though?
It's long.
Not that. Like, whenever... So, it hasn't really happened in the... Like... How do I want to put this? A lot of the times when I see a show that you're in, because that's the only time I see shows, and it hasn't happened recently, but, like, a few times in the past... I see a show and then I fall in love with someone that's on the stage. I fall in love with them.
Has that happened more than once?
Yeah, that happened with Michaela.
Yeah.
Which I got her number after, no big deal.
I remember.
We hung out a few times, no big deal. That happened with the girl who played don't say any names, but the one that played, I think, the dragon in Shrek. Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah. And I feel like it happened once or two other times. But I feel like that would happen on Broadway. I'd fall in love with someone, but then like I can't go see them after because my sister's not on the show. Unless you get into Broadway and then I get backstage passes and be like, hey, I'd have my own things going at the time. You know what I'm saying? Don't say it right now, but I'd have my own things going on and then... Shake hands. Hey, I'm Connor. And then I'd fucking just, hey, I'm Connor. I wouldn't do it that hard.
I was about to say, would the shaking be included?
Yeah, it's because I'm an alcoholic and I haven't had whiskey in 2 hours. So I'm, hey, I'm Connor and I'm shaking. But then I'm all jacked up because I'm taking steroids. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully that makes her fall in love with me.
The steroids or the shaking or the alcoholism?
My 26-inch arms, because I'm taking steroids.
Oh, right. I forgot about the steroids.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
You can't talk.
I don't.
Sister.
Don't want no big arms.
I know, but...
I already got the shoulders of a football player.
You got the shoulders that'll move bowlers. I got the fries that'll cross your ass. I got the burgers that'll... Man, I just got the burgers. That's Cheeseburger Eddie from Longest Yard.
Oh.
Played by Terry Crews.
I love Terry Crews.
I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the fries that'll cross your eyes. I got the burgers that'll... Man, I just got burgers. That's what it was. That's a... Yeah, that's downstairs. That's not thunder.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the gym.
I didn't think it was thunder. I thought it was a train again.
No. Okay. Okay, so you did your... Okay, now we're going to go to the third one. So Grace is now on to her third whiskey.
Again, caramel.
And again,
I'm really hunting for something else.
That's fine. If you don't get anything, that's okay. And a quick reminder, these are all Buffalo Trace products. We have an Eagle Rare, we have a Blanton's, we have a Weller Special Reserve, and then one mystery one after that. Just do me a favor and make sure you remember where you're putting everything when you rank them.
Yeah.
I know what's in each glass.
I'm not getting much from this one.
Really?
I'm really trying. I get an image that pops into my head.
What is it?
I have no idea why. I have no explanation. But foliage. Like fall.
Like fall. So like leaves and...
Yeah, like peak... On the ground, like think Clydes in the middle of fall.
So you're getting like earthy.
Yeah.
An earthiness. Would you like soil, stuff like that? Like leaves broke, like kind of that are kind of been mulched down a little bit?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Like a wetness to it? What about other types of foliage? What about like hay, like a sweet hay or something like that, or like a fresh cut grass or even like you can go deeper, like a type of wood, like an oak, like a tree, like a
oak.
You said sandalwood before. I thought that was interesting.
Oak.
Okay, so oak and hay or foliage. Foliage is a good one. Okay,
it's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
People are probably gonna be laughing at me like this idiot.
No one's laughing at you. Except me. What are you doing with your throat? Are you like...
It's hard for me to swallow is what I'm doing. So I'm like... I'm like a frog.
No. Yeah. Okay. That's disgusting.
It's still oak.
So you're getting a lot of oak on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Burns my lips.
Burns your lips. Okay. Anything else?
A little bit of vanilla.
Okay. I like that.
Tiny bit.
I like that. So that's going to move into number two.
Yes.
And that's number three. Okay. So before we get into the last one, where do you want to go? Like you just did Adam's Family. What's realistically not like with your job? Like what do you want to do in musical theater moving forward? What's like, do you have a plan for something that's next? Do you have any type of long-term plan? Do you have things in the pipeline?
Well, I'm contracted basically until the new year. So with the train stuff. So I'm doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. Until then, it's just a lot of auditioning. For the summer, I want to be contracted. Whether that means I'm being put up somewhere. There's a lot of stuff that goes on in like the Midwest that recruits a lot from all over the place for really cheap housing or not expensive at all, okay, which would be nice. But like I said, I don't know if I see myself moving to New York. I mean, we're pretty fortunate to be in Connecticut because...
You can take the train.
Exactly. We're quite close. So if anything, Aiden and I have talked about moving closer to like closer to where like Dylan and Tara are.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Dylan and Tara. closer to the Norwalk Greenwich area, which is going to take a long time.
Yeah.
Step one would be moving out first.
Yeah.
And then figuring it out, but. Thankfully, a lot of stuff is virtual these days, so I can just record things and send them in. I have a lot of stuff already recorded that I can send in.
I want to do more cabarets. Dad keeps mentioning like soloing for symphonies or jazz orchestras, which I would love to do, but I have no idea how to get into that. If anybody...
No one listening is going to know.
They might. They might know somebody who knows somebody. But it's just a lot of plugging now. It's going to be a little slow for a little bit, but that's okay. And it's going to be a lot of sending videos and hoping for the best and meetings and asking for advice. And
Well, if you get the opportunity to go to New York, you absolutely 100% should take it.
Yes.
Especially because you're young.
Yes. No, so, definitely.
Like if that happens within the next few years, you'd be stupid not to take it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if there was something in New York that I got, great. But I'm not going to move to New York.
And try.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like an actor moving to Hollywood to try to get the big break. Yeah, exactly. I understand. You don't really have to do that anymore because of the internet. By the way, we didn't plug any of your social medias. And we'll do this again at the end. But you should be doing more TikToks and stuff. And your TikTok is what? Grace M. Gilbert?
Something like that. I don't actually know. Something like that. If you look up my name, I'm usually one of the first
pop-up. And your Instagram is Grace M. Gilbert?
No, my Instagram is Grace Gilbert. It's got three T's.
Oh, Grace Gilbert. Gotcha.
I have a YouTube. If you look up my name, usually I'm the first one to pop up.
Well, I'll put your website in the show notes on YouTube and on the episode, so people can go into the description.
I'm available for booking.
For what? Birthday parties?
Singing. If people are okay with me using tracks, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you go to a birthday party and sang.
Not really singing, but a lot of like distilleries and wineries.
What we should do is get you with Nick Bossy.
I'd love to do that.
Is what we should do. I'm going to clip this and send it to Nick. So that way he knows.
I would love to. I would love nothing more than to sing with Nick again.
And you're home.
I am.
So. Let's go to the next one. This is the last mystery one. This is going to be a hit or miss.
Oh, I didn't look at the color of this one. It's still yellow.
Okay.
Dehydrated yellow. Piss yellow.
Okay.
This is more brown.
I agree. So give it a little sniffy poo, see what you think.
Ooh. I like the smell of that.
This is a little bit different than the three that you've sipped so far.
That's a lot sweeter than all of them.
Okay, so you get a sweetness. What kind of sweetness? Vanilla?
Like a vanilla, almost like pumpkin-y or like praline or something.
What the hell's a praline?
You ever had a praline latte? I could not tell you what it is, but it's what it reminds me of.
No.
Or like a...
That reminds
like
you of...
Like a donut.
Like a pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah.
That reminds you of pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah.
It's hilarious when I tell you what that is. Okay. When I tell the people who are listening what that is, that's going to make people laugh. That you think that smells like a pumpkin spice latte.
I really, I mean, it smells like whiskey, but I'm getting pumpkin spice latte from my notes.
Wow. Okay. Well, take a sip. See what you think. See if you agree that that's what it is as she slowly sips it into her mouth. Well, that's a bit diff. It's a bit diff.
It's still a lot sweeter than the other ones.
Really?
I think so.
Sweeter. What else are you getting? First thing that comes to mind is just...
Butterscotch.
So some nice butterscotch, sweetness. Mm-hmm. Does it taste different than the other three? Is there a different texture to it? Anything?
Maybe a little thicker.
Okay. Is that it? You tell me when you're done.
I think so, yeah.
So it's butterscotch. It's thicker. All right, so that's going to move. Okay, interesting. All right. So we're at 49 minutes. I still have a few more things, but we're just going to, okay. So what Gracie did was she put 4-1-3-2. As her choices. So number four, so Grace went, okay, 4-1-3-2.
Start at the worst to best.
Okay, we can do that. Worst to best, what Gracie chose as a very novice, inexperienced whiskey drinker on a flight of Buffalo Trace plus a mystery bottle. The first one was Ben Holiday. Not that's just the glass. That's the glass I put in. Shout out to Ben Holiday. The Ben Holiday glass was something that I think people are going to really appreciate, Grace, because this bottle that you picked as last is a bottle that everybody searches for because it's so popular, and a lot of people think it's not worth the hunt and it's not worth the search or the price or anything. Number four for Grace was Blanton's.
Interesting.
So Grace liked that the least, and if I remember you saying it was, I think you just thought it was...
That was the one that like...
Like hot.
Yeah, like I didn't get anything past...
See, this is a single barrel bourbon, meaning that it could theoretically change from bottle to bottle. Not every... If it's from a different barrel... It could, like, a bottle could be different than another bottle because they're coming from a single barrel.
You know, it's funny. Not to cut you off. I don't know if this is, like, a combination of the four sips, but the aftertaste of something is coconut.
It's probably the last one.
Okay.
Or the first
thought
one.
I thought I'd when point that out because I'm getting more.
So now. We'll put it, how do they want it on camera? One, two, three, four, right? So four will be here. So Bland's was number four. Number three was the Who Gives a Dram glass, and I'm pretty sure this one was, yep. All right, this one was actually what I poured. So if people are watching this on YouTube, if you remember what I poured, it was Eagle Rare. So this one, and you said this one was very oaky. That's what you said with this, and I was impressed by that because this is one of the only age-stated, well, this one's not age-stated, but these are 10 years old. This is a 10-year-old bourbon. So this is the oldest of the bunch. So it's spending the most time within the oak barrel, and that oak is influenced to a lot of people within the whiskey. So I thought that was kind of impressive.
Well,
Eagle Rare is one of the best bottles you can buy. I think I have two other bottles down there, but Eagle
That's
Rare
usually
is
one of your go-tos.
Eagle Rare is a very, very good bottle. The second one was in the Buffalo Trace Glencairn, and you thought this one was like caramel and such. This whiskey is the only weeded whiskey, weeded bourbon that I pulled out here. Everyone's gonna know what it is because. And it's the only one that's left out here. This is Weller Special Reserve, and this is about $25.
Nice.
Weeded bourbon usually has a bit of a sweeter, almost like earthiness to it. I'm surprised. I think you said hay.
I said on, floral.
I think you said hay on this one.
Yeah.
Or you said foliage. I yes. think it was on this yes. one. It was on Eagle Rare. So I'm surprised you didn't say it on this because with me, for a Weller or for any weeded bourbons, really, the most popular weeded bourbon is Maker's Mark, which I'm sure you've heard of.
Yes. It's right there. Looking at some. Next to your Green River.
Oh, yeah. That's Maker's Mark 101. A weeded bourbon is... It means that wheat is the second most predominant ingredient within the mash bill. So for it to be a bourbon, it has to, by law, be at least 51% corn. A wheated bourbon has wheat as the second most dominant ingredient and not rye, which is what it typically is. All these, and the third one that is a mystery still, have rye, as the second most dominant ingredient within the mash bill. This is the only weeder, and I usually get a bit of like a hay, foliage, grassy, earthy note on this. So I'm surprised you got it on the Eagle Rare, but I'm not because it is a bit darker because it's in a barrel for a longer amount of time. This, I think, is a blend of like 6 to 8 year old bourbons, so not as long as 10 years.
Floral was the big one for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
for me,
this can be, I've seen this sold for as high as $200 because it's very allocated to a lot of people. And it's annoying because it's a $25. I mean, it has a screw top.
Yeah.
So, but the one you picked first, which I thought you were going to pick last because I chose one that was barrel proof. And that means it came right out of the barrel. No watering down, no filter down. And what I chose for Grace as the mystery bottle that I did not put out was Stag Junior. This was the last release of Stag Junior. Now it's just called Stag. For Grace, this is 128.7 proof. And you said butterscotch. And you said...
That was my pumpkin spice latte one, wasn't
pumpkin
it?
Pumpkin spice latte. And you said it was thicker.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was impressive in its own right because it is not proofed down. This is straight out the barrel as it was. It's not cut with water. So naturally it becomes a bit more viscous, I think. And I think the higher proof adds to that as well.
Well, even though I picked it as my favorite, which is kind of loosely used here, it was harder to go down because I have a hard time with more viscous things. They make me gag. But
yeah, this is very, this, I bought this for $50, but that can go up towards $500 a bottle. Jeez. So Stag Junior, or Stag as it's known now, is a very allocated bottle. I thought you were going to choose the last because of the barrel proof aspect of it. But lo and behold, you chose it first. So this did not go as I expected to it. So Grace, in order.
How did you think it was going to go?
I thought it was going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought you were going to like Blanton's the most. This, because these are like the.
So that fell right where you thought it was going to fall.
Weller?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this would be one or two. And this would be the other one. This, because it was a little bit older, I didn't think you'd like it as much. And this, because it's barrel proof, I didn't think you'd like it as much. But Grace chose, in order, Stag Junior as her number one, Weller Special Reserve as her number two, Eagle Rare as her number three, and Blanton's as her number four. So that was fun, right?
Yeah.
You learned something?
I did.
Is this going to make you want to go out and buy a bottle for yourself?
No.
Oh. Well, that's okay.
I told you, if you make it into a cocktail, then I would probably like it. I like whiskey sours for the most part.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever made a cocktail on the show, and I wasn't going to start with you. Because I'm lazy, and we also decided to do this podcast.
An hour ago,
yeah. So. But that was fun. I think that hopefully you learned a lot.
I did. Apparently I'm pretty good at it.
You had some good notes. I was impressed with when you said thick with this, when you said oak with this. Hey, I understand.
So wait. What was funny about my pumpkin spice latte?
It just, I'd never heard that as a note for Stag Junior.
Oh.
I've heard coconut
never
as a finish.
Pumpkin?
No.
Huh.
No. Huh. But I think pumpkin is very potent, you know?
I guess. Well, I'm thinking like pumpkin flavor.
Yeah, a pumpkin flavor.
Like if you have like pumpkin pie, that's not like overbearing flavor in my opinion.
The pumpkin filling is very potent. It's very pumpkin-y, for lack of a better term, because it's pumpkin. So like I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
Nice.
I don't know if I necessarily can pick out pumpkin, but it's also based on a lot of experiences. You're going to pick up different things than I do because A, you're a woman, which is there's naturally a different palate. And also you've had different experiences than me. So I might get more hay on this because I've maybe been around hay more than you have, and you could get something pumpkin on this because maybe you have pumpkin stuff more than me. I don't know. Pumpkin candles. Maybe I would assume you always have pumpkin candles. So like it just, there's differences in whiskey and tasting whiskey. And that's why there's never a wrong answer as well, because it's all subjective. There's no, someone can't say what you smell or taste is wrong because you're you and you're unique. Just like with me. That's the beautiful part about whiskey.
Nice.
There's no wrong answers.
I like that.
But yeah. What, before we close the show. What personally for you has been your favorite moment on my podcast?
Today?
No, just all time.
I think Ryan talking about the wieners.
That's a good one. I think
I laughed for a long time about that.
Yeah.
I'm laughing thinking about it.
I think that honestly was the hardest I've ever laughed on a podcast ever. If you guys don't know what Grace is referring to, go back a few weeks or a few months ago at this point. Ryan was on the show. I think it was in May after he got a 2,000-pound total in his powerlifting meet. And it's Powerlifting and Whiskey 2 or something like that is the name of the episode. I think it was back in this past May, so a few months ago. And I asked Ryan the question of what's the most he's eaten in one sitting. And I posted it on Instagram. I posted the clip. But if you haven't seen it, go to that podcast and look for that part. And it is funny. I don't know if I've ever laughed as hard as I did on a podcast that I did. And I've laughed hard on this show. I've laughed hard on Bourbon with Friends with other people. But I think that moment with Ryan when he was sitting right there was the top moment. All right, Grace, tell people where to find you and where they can find out more info about you.
All right. Like I said, my Instagram is Grace Gilbert, no space, no cap, with 3 T's. My TikTok, I think, is Grace M. Gilbert, but typically if you look up my name, it's there. I have a YouTube, Grace Gilbert, just look it up. My singing videos are usually the first to pop up. I also have a website, and if you just look up gracemegangilbert.com, it'll take you right to it.
Megan is M-E-G-A-N.
Yeah, no H.
No H. So, yeah, and I'll link everything down below so that if someone listens to this point, they can click on it if they want to learn more about you.
Yes.
Please. And book you, I guess, for whatever that would be.
If I'm all ears. Just saying that.
Grace is for sale for the right price. Make sure you follow along on this podcast. So Instagram is now Connor_Whiskey. You can find me on Facebook at Who Gives a Dram. Twitter and TikTok is Connor_Whiskey. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you rate and review the show and tell your friends about it. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, like the video, leave a comment. How would you rank these whiskeys? Let me know. Either comment on YouTube or just tell me, but preferably comment on YouTube. How would you rank these whiskeys from best to worst? Do you agree with Grace? Stag Junior, Weller Special, Eagle Rare, Blanton's, or would you do it different? I'm assuming most people would probably put Stag Junior first, so I think you got a good one there.
Nice.
And that's that. So Grace, thanks again for joining the show.
My pleasure.
Hope you had a good time.
I did. My mouth hurts, but I did.
Well, that just means you became more of an adult.
All right.
And until next time, you guys, whiskey's the water of life, so let's start living. And bye. Okay, bye.